This is Dr. Herbert O'Barley, Dean of the University of Healing, bringing you all sorts of good stuff. This is self-confidence is being able to finish what I start. That's our instant inspiration. Self-confidence is being able to finish what I start. How many of us have finished what we started? We start all sorts of things and we never finish it. And we wonder why that is. I look at the genius of so many people who are students also, who have started many wonderful projects and never finished them. And I thought to myself, what an unfortunate experience. Here, for instance, Christina, she writes some beautiful articles, some beautiful stories, and she doesn't keep on writing. She gets distracted. Katerina, she wrote a dozen fabulous stories for the newspaper down in New Zealand. And she's supposed to write a bunch more, but haven't seen them yet. And she is a fabulous writer, just such a creative mind, such a creative intelligence. It's just a shame that the world isn't enjoying it with her like I did, and like we did a while back. And with the magnificence of Heinz, my goodness sakes, he's such an illumined person. Any word he would say would come out with a smile on his face. He has that way of expressing himself in writing. And Ellen, my goodness, her writing talents just are unlimited, but she doesn't apply herself. She has too many other projects. She lets other things take the time. And this is okay. And Sylvia, she's the same way. Ingeborg, my goodness sakes, I saw her writing and I thought to myself, what marvelous soul has written this? And because when Ingeborg talks, she talks with kind of a tough way of looking at things. But when she writes just like principle. It's so beautiful. And Anita, my goodness, the things that she writes. And John Dainty, my gosh, these students of ours. And Herbert Marti and the work that he has done on his thesis and dissertations and so forth. On his whatever, but he's just a fabulous writer. And I could go on and on and on to all the students that we have here, and I would just thoroughly like to see them do something. And we have also students who are writing on their thesis and dissertations and so forth and taking forever to do it because they want to make it perfect. They want to polish it. I say, get it off, do the best you can at this moment, and then write something else. Write some new stuff. Because new ideas are just waiting to bubble out of your consciousness as soon as you get the old ones done and get them put to bed. And that's the important thing, getting your ideas put to bed. Self-confidence is being able to finish what I start. So many of us procrastinate. We don't finish what we start. And we wonder why we procrastinate. Well, we procrastinate because we don't have self-confidence. If we had self-confidence, if we believed in ourselves, we would go and do. Now, there are many writings that are published by the hundreds and thousands and millions of them, and they're not excellent, but they express what the person had to say, and they illumined other people. They were beautiful to other people who read them and who enjoyed them. Now, that goes for many other things. I remember the Wrigley company, the gum person who created Wrigley Spearmint Gum and so forth. He had Catalina Island. It was his island. And he built a great mausoleum out there. He never finished it, and he never put anybody in it. But it's a beautiful, mostly done structure. And he was planning so many wonderful things for the island, but he didn't carry them through. Time, war, other things came along, and he had to change his mind. Yet that could have been one of the most grand and glorious monuments to his money that ever had been. But he died and left his money to somebody else to spend, and so that's what oftentimes happens to us. We die and let other people write the stories that we could have written. We die and let other people do the things that we could have done. Very, very marvelous, very marvelous. I received a story in the mail today. It's about a man called Bill. And it's quite a beautiful story. I think I'll read it to you later because it's too nice to just give it in short. But the essence of the story is we all have to be ourselves. We all have to be who we are. And even if who we are is not always the nicest person, the man called Bill was a college student who never wore any shoes through his whole 4 years of college or more, who was always wore a dirty t-shirt, always wore holes in his jeans, and whose hair was always unkempt, and he looked like he hadn't shaved, you know. But he did shave now and then, but not much. And he just looked terrible. But he, in the story, did something quite responsible, quite noble. And it changed a lot of people's thinking. And we'll read that to you because it's quite good. It came from a religious organization that publishes those type of things. Self-confidence is being able to finish what I start. And the reason I'm not reading you that story right now is I don't have it in my hand. It's down on my desk. So I'll read it to you later tonight. But what about you? Have you started things that you haven't finished? Have you started things that you haven't put to rights yet? Have you put a whole lot of ideas into expression that you haven't yet fulfilled? I had a letter from a young man who was very eager to follow some sort of a path that was leading to the development of his inner self. And so he took courses that led to that. But his work was contrary to what he believed about himself. Then he started taking the uni courses. And when he took the courses of the University of Healing, his whole life started to change. And he could not tolerate the type of things that he had to do on his job. And so what happened? They fired him. You know, he couldn't tolerate the things they did on his job, so they fired him. He didn't quit. That would have been the smart thing to do, but they fired him. So now he must look for whatever he wants to do. Really, when you're doing something that is not tolerable for you, not acceptable to you, that's the time to start investigating things that are acceptable to you, things that are turn-ons for you. And I quite imagine that this young fellow who now left that job is going to find a role in the university with teaching, with starting a church, with developing an organization, with doing something that the American Indians would dearly love to see more of. And we'll be talking more about that later. A very remarkable young man, very remarkable. We'll hear much more about him because these are things that are happening in our lives. These are things that are going on every day. Now, self-confidence is being able to finish what I start. Now, what are you going to start? I wrote to this young man. He said, how should he know what to do? And I said, take time to be quiet and listen. And say to yourself, I listen to the divine within. Not what the divine should say to you, but I listen to the divine within. And I know my rightful job, my work. I know what I'm going to do from this point on. And as you listen, the divine in you will talk to you. And it'll say lots of things to you. It'll say things that you don't want to follow, things that you don't want to do. It'll say all sorts of things. And then finally, when you stop fighting what's coming through, then the good stuff can start coming through. The divine expressing itself as wonderful concepts, wonderful ideas, wonderful potentials for yourself. And you begin experiencing them in a most marvelous manner. And then the next step is to act upon it. Once you have been guided to whatever is your highest and your best, as far as you know, then act upon it. You may make a mistake. It's easy done making mistakes, listening to the divine within, because you think it's the divine within when it's just a secondary, third, fourth, hundredth thought on the original thought. And ours is to get ready to be aware of the original thought, the first thought. And we train ourselves to be aware of the first thought. So that means we work at it, we work at it, we work at it. And that can be done in an instant, or it can be done in a lifetime. Some people procrastinate so beautifully that they make it a lifetime activity. And other people act so innocently and so perfectly that they have a continual bevy of wonderful things going on in their world that are exciting and wonderful and brilliant. And this is what I see for each of us. Self-confidence is being able to finish what I start. What have I started this day, this year? I've started a number of books that I'm in the process of finishing, but they're waiting. I got the computer, I got the information, I got the thoughts in my mind. All I have to do is sit down and start working on it. But I let other things come in that seem to be more important, like reading the magazines that come in, like looking at the things that are coming in, like taking a walk around the path, like meditating and doing other things. If I would just get busy and start writing on what I'm writing, what would happen? I'd get some good stuff. Because the time is now, always the time is now, to do that and do it effectively. So perhaps I better get busy and get on that. We shall see. I say yes. Self-confidence is being able to finish what I start. Well, I will finish it, and I will finish it now. So let that be an instant inspiration for me, and for you, and for all of us. And I love you very much. I love you. I love you. I love you.